Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for that great intro. And here we go with some good stuff. Some of that good stuff has to do with Tri-State Livestock News. They're packed with everything you need in a ranching publication. You can sit there, have your coffee, sit in that comfy chair, and catch up on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture. It's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News.
Don't forget the Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, where the West comes alive, is coming up in May. And we want to invite you to come to the concert that's going to be coming your way on that as well. Pendleton Whiskey Kickoff Concert begins Thursday night. And 2025 entertainers include Gary Allen, Tiger Lily, and Tanner Laws. So check it all out with all the other horse races activities starting on May 3rd as well. All mothers get into the horse races on Mother's Day for free. Yep. It's a good deal for taking your mom to the horse races on Mother's Day at the Miles City Bucking Horse Sale.
Let's share the rookie's first calving season by Ken Moreland. We're going to start off with week number one. It's a cool winter evening with a breeze out of the west. I just love this ranching life, and I love calving time the best. I see the little calves as they wildly romp and run, then lie down on the grassy hill for a short nap in the sun. Every hour on the hour, I jump lightly on my feet and hustle to the calving lot, another baby sure to greet. I rub him down with a sack and put him in a stall. I wait to make sure he sucks, for I'm a rancher after all. Now let's talk week two. The weather, which was balmy, has now turned bitter cold. I know it's only been 2 weeks, but this calving's getting old. There's a calf out there in the barn that simply will not suck, while another's in the calving lot. At the hips, he's fastly stuck. The vet is on his way again. He knows the way by heart, but they always said the first 2 weeks would be the hardest part. Ready for week three? I got another prolapse, and I tried to get it back. Tried to push 10 pounds of Jell-O into a 5-pound sack. The vet had to come out again. It went back, just like he said. Everything was looking good, but by now, the cow was dead. Week 4. It's snowing hard again tonight. The wind chill's 10 below. I'm going to need a wrecking bar to pry that calf up from the snow. I pulled 4 calves today since breakfast, which I never had. I got knocked down by a cow. She hurt me pretty bad. Moving on to week 5. I overslept again last night and missed my shift by hours. I guess there will be 2 less calves that won't up and die from scours. I've got another head cold. My knee is swelling bad. This month of March has got to be the worst month I've ever had. And we're wrapping up with week 6. I'm so sick of calving, I've never been so tired. No sleep and too much coffee, I've never been so wired. I've been sleeping in my clothes for over 4 days now. My banker never mentioned this when I bought this bunch of cows. Don't know how real ranchers do it, this calving has got me down. Call the sale barn woman, these cows are going to town. Ken Moreland.
I think a lot of people are about halfway through the calving season right now, and they can probably relate to that 4th, 5th week of things going on.
I think so.
Something from Brandon Spector about the internet age. Things to ponder, I guess. If an anonymous comment goes unread, is it still irritating? What's the sound of no hands texting? If nobody likes your selfie, what's the value of the self?
Ooh.
To see a man's true face, look to the photos he hasn't posted yet. And a little marriage advice here. After finishing our Chinese food, my husband and I cracked open our fortune cookies. Mine read, "Be quiet for a little while." His read, "Talk while you have a chance."
I think that was a setup.
That might have been a setup.
How about this? Life itself is the proper binge.
Okay. And I want to invite you down to the Old West Days and Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering at the end of this month. Making Tracks and Making Friends, hosted by the committee along with the 1884 Days celebration of Valentine's birth. And it's at Valentine High School. Starts at 9 a.m. on Friday, April 25th, with free poetry and music sessions, the Western Art and Trade Show, and featured performances. That goes again on Saturday and a lot of things on the evenings and during the day. So just check it out. OldWestDays.net is where you can find the schedule, and you can also make sure you find your ticket information there as well. If you have something to share on the good stuff, send it to KimHBurge@gmail.com, and keep listening to the good stuff.